Yeah, very good now at the moment. We've training now again tonight. We've been training hard for the last few weeks. A lot of girls, so we've had championship matches and stuff with our clubs as well, so we had to make sure we had proper recovery as well. But training's going good and everyone's flying it.
The club games probably break up that inter-county training as well, don't they? They kind of freshen it up a bit.
They do, and I think playing with your club, it gives you more confidence as well for playing with the county team. It gives you more preparation as well for the big games with Cork, and as I said, the more confidence, the better.
Yeah, you had a comfortable enough win against Kerry in the Munster final. You must be very confident going on the back of that.
Yeah, we did, and I was very surprised with the victory we had over Kerry, but you can never let that get to your head too much anyway, especially for the quarter final ahead. You can't underestimate Mayo's ability, so we'll just have to drive on for Saturday.
You're not leaving complacency get into any shape or form, really, aren't you now?
No, I can't. You can't. No one can. Sure, that's what leads to losses as well.
Mayo, they're going to provide a very tough opposition for you.
Yeah, Mayo have always been thereabouts in the last few years, so as I said, we can't underestimate them. We'll just have to go out and try to do the job again.
And what way is the panel shaping up in terms of competition as well? You must have a very strong panel going forward.
Yeah, we've a very, very strong panel. We've a big panel now this year. There's huge competition at training, huge competition for places, but I suppose that's what gets us places. That's what's getting us to All-Irelands every year, because the competition, you have to play good at training to get a run in the games.
You're obviously reigning champions from 2013. Does that add more pressure to perform better?
It does add a certain amount of pressure, but I presume that going in, that gives you confidence that you have the victory from last year, and I suppose it just helps you to drive on from there.
And also, it gives teams that are playing you a kind of better incentive, you know, to obviously kind of rise above themselves.
Yeah, when anyone goes out playing us, I suppose they'd have a slight bit of fear in them because we're All-Ireland champions for the last few years. But they'd always try to play better on the day because of it, and they'll up their game, but that because of that, we'll have to up our game as well and don't get complacent.
Yeah, looking forward to it. No, I suppose we've had a lengthy layoff since the Munster final, so I suppose it's knackered from here on. So, looking forward to the match on Saturday.
The pressure's on, obviously, as you said, it's knockout, so you don't get any second chances.
That's it, exactly. Yeah, I suppose we got our second chance last year, and you know, it was a route that was unusual to us, and I think we've learned a lot from it this year. Wanted to get back and retain our Munster title, and I think we're focused now on the task ahead on Saturday.
Just looking back on the Munster final, you must take great confidence in the fact that you did comfortably beat Kerry in the end. Obviously going forward into the Mayo, you will be confident as a squad.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose the worry is now that we don't, you know, replicate that performance, and I think that's the challenge ahead of us all on Saturday, that we go out and, you know, make sure that our performance is good enough to get us into an All-Ireland semi.
Are you confident that you will be able to replicate that kind of form against Mayo?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, a lot of us have been there before, and you know, training's been going very well, and challenge matches have been going very well. So, you know, I suppose we'll see on Saturday evening. But you know, so far so good.
Just looking at Mayo, they will be very tough opponents.
Yeah, very tough. And I suppose back in 2004 and 2005, they were the team that we wanted to knock off the pedestal. And you know, tables have turned now, and you know, they'll be upping their performance 10-15% on the last day, and you know, they'll be up for the challenge. They've been there before. They have a lot of All-Ireland club medals, and you know, they've experienced players, so they'll know what it'll take. So it should be a cracking game on Saturday.
Speaking of players that Mayo possess, which ones are you really kind of going to try and watch?
Yeah, well, I suppose there's one to watch out in the forward line, and you know, Cor got 2-6 the last day. You know, so serious player, and you know, can win matches for you very easily. So you know, it's up to us to I suppose put up the challenge against her, and so stop supply of ball going in, and you know, it's but they've experienced players all over the field, but she's definitely the one to watch in the forward line.
Yeah, of course, don't. I suppose you don't want to maybe change your tactics too much just based on an opposition player. You kind of want to go out and play your own game as well, don't you?
Yeah, that's it. You know, I suppose we're well aware of what she brings to the table, you know, but you know, the girls are more than capable of looking after her, and you know, hopefully Saturday will be one of those days.
You know, things aren't going too bad. There was a few club fixtures there during the couple of weeks between Camogie and Leix football, but they're all put to a stop for now. So this week is very important for us, you know, just to be rested and recovered and ready to rumble.
The club fixtures kind of break up the kind of inter-county scene as well, don't they? They kind of maybe bring a freshness to the players.
Do you know, I think it's good to get out with your club and have a change from driving into Cork every night as well. You know, and then you're looking forward to coming back when you have a break from it as well. So, yeah, it was great. You know, I suppose maybe the Camogie fixtures weren't very ideal, but sure, that's always the way anyway.
Going back to the Munster final, you had a comfortable win over Cork, or over Kerry in Rathmore. Will you be confident going into the Mayo game that you can replicate that kind of form?
Do you know, I wouldn't, I suppose we're just afraid maybe we're a little bit complacent. So I hope that we'll have our heads screwed on properly. And we haven't played with a long time now either, and Mayo have had a game under their belt, which is, you know, good in ways. So I think we're going to have to up the ante about a good 10% to what we normally can play, because, you know, we can't afford to let any complacency set in for us.
Mayo, they are obviously going to be extremely tough opponents for you, but you're going into the game obviously confident as well.
Yeah, I suppose you have to go into every game with a little bit of confidence, but not undermining the team you're playing. We are going to be outstanding again with Cora, Aileen Gilroy, Fiona McHale, Claire Egan and all them, you know. So, you know, we have a big battle ahead of us, and we're just going to have to put our heads down and drive on, and if things are going wrong, that we fix them on the day and see what happens.
Cora Staunton, she has a big impact on the games. You know, I think she scored 2-6 the last day. Will you maybe try and kind of devise tactics to maybe kind of cancel or definitely kind of suppress her input in the game?
I suppose, you know, we have some great backs there, and Angela Walsh, Breed Stack and Rushing Phelan in the full back line. And you know, I think Eamon gives us all a job to do. There's other players around Mayo besides Cora, and we're going to have to watch all of them. But we're going to have to work extra hard, I suppose, on her just to funnel back.
As running All-Ireland champions, do you think maybe there's an added pressure now that you have to go out and perform week in, week out, or in the championship games?
You know, I don't think we worry about what other people think. Really, I just think our way of doing it is, you know, worry about your own game, worry about who's coming up next. And that's all that matters, you know, that we perform as a team for ourselves, and that's all that matters.
Good, yeah. We've just one more training session left. You know, we've no big injury doubts or anything like that. So, yeah, it's a very positive mood in the camp, and everyone's very motivated, looking forward and excited for Saturday.
Do you think it's an added pressure going in as reigning champions, especially in knockout stages now, that you have to perform?
I suppose, yeah, there is that label, you know, you're going in as favourites, you know. I suppose in the earlier years we loved going in as underdogs. You know, you've nothing to lose at that stage. But I suppose 2010 taught us a lot in that. I suppose we let complacency set in there, and we got caught in the quarterfinal stage, and I suppose we've taken enough measures now that we hopefully won't let that happen again this weekend.
Just looking back at the Munster final, and you had a comfortable enough win over Kerry and Rathmore, you'll obviously take great confidence from that game going into the game against Mayo.
Yeah, I suppose, like, you know, rewind a year and we were under pressure. I suppose at this stage, you know, we had just come through a qualifier and going into a quarterfinal, probably not playing our best football, but this year definitely we're more succinct, you know, playing as a unit, and we're definitely playing for each other a lot more, which is fantastic. And yeah, definitely a lot more encouraging going into this quarterfinal.
Yeah, Mayo now, they're going to be very tough opponents for you.
Yeah, our old friends. I suppose we've played them a lot now over the last 10 years, and they know us as well as we know them. But look, you go out, you play your own game, and you know, you take whatever comes at you. But yeah, they're a quality side, and you know, we definitely won't take them for granted, and just go out and play our own game, and hopefully that'll be enough to get us over the line.
That seems to be the kind of mantra from all the players speaking, that they won't take anyone for granted. I suppose going into the Mayo, they have some excellent footballers.
They do. They have some quality forwards, and quality forwards that have been around for years, you know, that are, you know, as experienced, if not more so than ourselves, you know. So definitely, I suppose, look, the big thing is Eamon has always said to us is, like, you're only as good as your last game. So, you know, everyone has to prove that every single day they go out. And, you know, there's such a strong panel there now that, you know, you have to try to play your best to hold on to your place. So, no, it's great, and it's great for the team, and it's great for the young players coming through as well, that they, you know, if they train hard enough, that they'll get their look in as well.
Players to watch for Mayo.
Players to watch for Mayo. Well, I suppose Cora is number one, definitely, but they have some fantastic players like Martha Carter is playing really well in the backs for them, and Sarah Rowe has come in after you know, coming back from soccer duty as well. Herself, like, she's a quality forward, like, you know. So Fiona McHale is a fantastic playmaker, and we've dealt with her for many years. So it's just hopefully that we'll be able to do a job on them again on Saturday.
I know you want to concentrate in your own game, but maybe will you be looking at tactics to maybe try and negate their forward line?
Well, I suppose, you know, once everyone works hard from 1 to 15, you know, that's how you stop the play coming into the forwards. And, you know, we've a very hard-working forward line this year and a very hard-working midfield. So hopefully, you know, we mightn't see much ball. But if we do, you know, there's a very strong, solid six backs there, and they work very well as a unit together. And no, there's no tactics. You just go out and play your own game as best you can.